B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Kind of reliving the playoffs 11 years. Pretty astounding that it's been 11 years since the Phillies made the playoffs. They're back, and this is it's a great time. And I love it. Sharing, I was telling you earlier that he just loves the Phillies, and they mean so much. And like, I know he was rooting hard for them to get in here and break the schneid, and it's been pretty cool, man. Let's get my man to Skip up here, Charlie Manuel. Skip!
What's up, Anthony? What's happening, man?
It's great to be back in the playoffs, buddy. I know you've been rooting hard all year long for this squad.
Yeah, I can't tell you how hard I was pulling for them. I called all the coaches. I called the manager. I sent Dabowski a message and things like that. I mean, I was really excited. I ate dinner last night with Larry Bowen and his wife.
Oh, did you? That's awesome.
Yeah. And we were talking about it, and Nola goes out there, and he just shows you why that we definitely got a good chance of winning. When we got Wheeler and Nola back to back, especially in a 2 out of 3, I feel very comfortable with that.
I'm with you, and let's talk about, you know, the one thing, and you've been through these playoff wars and these October baseball, and you know better than anybody that baseball is such a funny game. That the playoffs, they're impossible to predict. I mean, I've seen the Dodgers go down. I've seen the Braves go down. Like, great teams that lose in the first round.
Right, exactly. You know, like, hey, when I saw the Twins win the World Series, they won 87 games that one year. I want to say it was 87 1987. And they won 87 games. They won the World Series. They beat the Cardinals back then. Yeah, I want to tell you something. What we talk about all the time, and a lot of people don't never talk about it, there's a lot of luck in the game, and things go your way or against you sometimes, and nobody can predict who's going to win the game, really. Although the better team, definitely in baseball, sometimes does not win the game. A lot of times, really. I'm sorry.
Yeah, listen, and you know, and it's funny because we were just talking about 2011, and of course, that was the last time Phils make the postseason. And that was our best team of the whole run.
Right.
2011 was really the best team. I mean, you go in with those with that pitching that was ridiculous, Skip.
Right. If you remember that year, we beat Carpenter in the first game of a 4-game series down toward the end.
Blew him up.
We clinched. Yes, and Howard had a big night against him. And
yes.
I want to say like hit knocking 6 or 7 runs, to a couple of homers. But then the next time that we played them in the playoff, completely different kind of game. And here's Carpenter out there throwing his curveballs and changeup, spotting his fastball. And we could not make adjustments on it. Plus, the balls we hit good right on the nose, it went right to him. And that night, the wind was carrying in. We hit some fly balls that might have had chances.
Yeah, I brought up the Ibanez. That ball, the Ibanez ball. That's out. Any other night at that ballpark, that ball's gone.
Exactly. So, therefore, you know, like when you talk about the game definitely is a lot of luck. I mean, people never talk about the – and when I got a whole old saying, and you say it all the time with me, watch the game. Well, watch the game, and that tells you everything. But people never realize and play back in their mind actually all the things and mistakes and lucky breaks you get during a game. And sometimes, you know, like being a good team, harder you hit the ball, the more, you know, like on offense, the more you can help make your luck, really.
That's right.
So, you know, like, I mean, that's just, you know, and we are a good example of that. We get some good starting pitching, like I think that Nola and Wheeler can definitely give us in the short series and things like that. We got a chance because there's going to be days that we really hit the ball good, and there might be some days when the other team kind of holds us. But, you know, like we got to take advantage of everything and just play as hard and loose and hard as we possibly can and as good as we can.
You know, it's funny, too, Skip, is that it could be the rematch with the Cardinals. And, No, I look at their pitching, and I go, I mean, Flaherty, I thought was going to be better because he's got big stuff, but he's kind of struggled. I'm not the biggest Montgomery fan. Wainwright's leaking oil. I like, you know, to be, Wheeler and Nola are huge favorites compared to those two, those three pitchers.
I agree. I definitely, and I want to tell you something. I do not rule out Suarez. I mean, because Junior's very capable of giving you a solid six or seven innings.
So, you know, what do you think? You know, we talk about, you know, having a taste of playoffs. And a lot of times you look at, I always go back to 07. And even though it was the Rockies and it ended quick, the fact that you went through that playoff, that pennant race, made the playoffs, I felt that set you up for 08, Skip.
Right. You know what? I tell you something. You've heard me say it every time I talk about it. 07, when Colorado swept us, and when in our locker room, that was the deadest in my whole baseball career I ever seen in the locker room. And our guys were so... they were so depressed because they felt like that, you know, like things, you know, like if we could play a lot better and things like that. And when we went to spring training in 08, you know, like, and I got up to talk, you could feel it in the room. I didn't have to say a whole lot. They were ready to go and they were ready to play and they stayed ready the whole season. I mean that. And from that point on, our team was a very close-knit team, really. I mean, it was very, you know, like they protected one another and they took up for one another and they made sure that we played the game right. And our fans in Philadelphia, definitely we won them over and we were their team. If you, when people talk to me today and about, you know, like, that era and things like that, they always talk about their team, really.
That's the truth. We're talking to the great Charlie Manuel on the Comcast Business Hotline. It was funny. You had that speech that you would give every spring training. I remember I was over your house. You showed me the speech. Here's the speech. And you didn't even have to go give the speech that year.
Right. I did not. I'm telling you, after about two minutes or 3 minutes of saying things, I didn't have to talk no more. I could feel it. And also you could feel it in the room, really. Our guys were up and ready to play. And, you know, like they wanted to go practice. And also they, you know, like they wanted to play the game right. And I'm sure the fields will feel the same way. Also too, today when they go out to play, they'll probably feel like, you know, like it's a load off their mind and things like that. And I remember when watching Bruce Bochy's teams play in if I'm not mistaken, they won two pennants and they were wild card teams. Is that right?
Yeah.
And I remember they looked like they just come out and they had a, you know, like, and they just went out there to play and have fun.
Beat us the 1 year, 2010.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Right, exactly. And definitely, you know, like they did not play scared or tight or nothing like that. And great things happen for them, man. It seemed like they could never break in a game. That 1 year, Detroit lost four in a row or something, and like they had a big season, and nothing went right for them. If you remember, they were off for about a week.
Yeah, and they couldn't hit.
Exactly. I mean, they just didn't hit the whole series. So, you know, like, that's the beauty of baseball, and you can we can sit and try to figure it out and everything like that. And if you've got to find some way to figure it out, Come and talk to me because I want to hear it.
Yeah. It's the truth because you can't, I mean, you know, I remember, do you remember the whole story about the Braves? Like, it's funny, because people are talking about how do you play the rest of the two games knowing that, you know, you can maybe play the Cardinals versus the Mets. And I remember that night against Atlanta. And you played it down the middle, right? You actually, the Braves had every chance to win the game. They just couldn't get a hit. But you played it like you were true to the game.
Right. When we were playing that night, I cannot, that game definitely rings in my mind because I started substituting in about the third inning of the game and just gradually taking guys out of the game after they hit stuff. And I left Pence in the game, and he gets He ends up getting a broken bat hit at hit about a foot inside the bag there, and Harley made it out of the infield, and it won the game. But the but Atlanta could not score, and they could not, and also they could. It looked like they didn't want to win.
No,
I'm not saying they didn't want to win, but it looked like they didn't want to win because they, you know, like we were playing everybody, and I let my pitcher in there longer than he usually stays in, like the guy I bought in from the pen. And it really, you cannot describe what's going to happen in the game, and it's not over till what old Yogi Berra said, it's not over till it's over.
That's right. That's right.
Hey, Anthony, what about in the 208 World Series? That pause that was in there, it might have been 20 seconds or 30 seconds, but it seemed like 5 minutes.
And
then all of a sudden we realized that we won the game, and the crowd let us know and things like that. Even the crowd was quiet there for so many seconds, really.
It really was. It was almost like we were all in shock, and then all of a sudden Chooch comes running out. Right. You came running out. Everybody come run out of the dugout. My God, it was awesome.
Right. I guarantee you today, those guys that are going to the playoffs, I guarantee you they fired up about it. I mean, I'm telling you right now, I mean, some of them will definitely in the next couple of days, they'll have to calm down a little bit because I guarantee you they're fired up right now.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Yeah, listen, I think it's a good thing. I got, you know, it's funny. Every once in a while, everybody's got opinions. Well, you know, they added the wild card, this other wild card bird. And it's like, so what, man? If you're playing and it's a playoff, and it is a playoff, and there's other teams that are home, that's a big deal. It's an accomplishment.
Right. Exactly. That is a big deal. That's a big, I want to tell you something. The Phillies had a rough. They were having a rough time last week. But at the same time, all of a sudden, stop and look at it this way: when they actually got down to the nut and bolt situation, they tightened it up and actually got it done. And the way they got it done was pretty exciting, like last night. Really.
Well, and you're right. To your point, and you know the other thing too was bless the Nationals too because you come off that Chicago thing, which was a disaster. Right. And you go to Washington, and you just get right. Like, you know how it is, Skip. Like, you know, all of a sudden, you feel good about yourself. They're putting up, they're hitting the ball, they're putting up crooked numbers. And that just gets you well right away. And, you know, that helps last night. Schwarber with the big leadoff home run gets it started.
Right. The crowd never even got in the game. His home run and the way Nola pitched, the momentum of the game, Nola kept things. He took the game up and down the way his control and command was. You know, he pitched high when he wanted to pitch high. He pitched high when he wanted to pitch low. He pitched low. He controlled both sides of the plate, and the time it took and everything like that. And he had a very good rhythm going, and he commanded the game. You know, like the whole time he was in there.
Skip, he finished the year 235 strikeouts and only 29 walks. He's the first pitcher since 1884 to have over 225 strikeouts and less than 30 walks. I mean, that's impressive.
Yeah, that's very impressive. Someone asked me a few weeks ago about how did I feel about Nola pitching, and in an interview I told him, I said, Nola can pitch for me anytime he's available. I mean, he's a top of the rotation pitcher for me. And, you know, like, I don't mind giving him the ball whenever his turn comes. I got a lot of confidence in him.
What's different about him this year?
I think last night he was very focused on what he was doing. And he's got, and he keeps an even keel, but he's got more fight in him than you realize. And then all this, I mean, and he works on making good pitches. I mean, he strives on, you know, making good pitches. If you listen to him talk after a game and he has a rough inning or outing or something, he'll always talk about where he missed or hung a pitch and things like this. And believe me, he really concentrates on, you know, like making, like, the real good pitches. He uses a plate up and down, in and out, and he does it real good. And his stuff is, of course, his stuff is very good too. His fastball is good, and so is his off speed stuff. Very good.
Yeah, and to your point, you brought this up earlier, but to talk about Wheeler, when you add him as you know, the front end of a 1-2 punch, I mean, you know, Wheeler's a stud. We sometimes take that for granted.
Right, yeah, Wheeler to me, you know, like his biggest thing about him is he can throw his fastball on both sides of the plate and low when he wants to. And I mean, almost perfect, like knee high, you know, like on the black of the plate. And then when he wants to, he can take the ball up and in on you. And there again, you know, like his talent is with his all of it, he's got out pitches, you know, like he just got a tremendous fastball and his slider and everything like that is good. He throws the change up, but he keeps the change ups down a lot in the strike zone. So that's what makes him good. He's very talented.
The great Charlie Manuel with us on the Comcast Business Hotline, sizing up. So let me ask you, you know, you've been around the game forever, and there's always these guys, right, that are just somehow snake bitten. And Gene Segura, for the first time, is making the playoffs.
Right.
What do you think that's like for a guy like Segura?
I think it's going to be. A real good experience for him because who he is and, you know, like, and how he, you know, like, he's kind of, I call Gene Segura in the game. He's always feisty. He's always jumping around. He's always trying to find something to get into, whether it's right or wrong or bad or good, really. You know, does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It's perfect, actually.
He's a good contact hitter, line drive hitter. And I want to tell you something. We don't, if you think about it, He can definitely get winning hits for you, and actually he's in the clutch. He's a pretty good guy to have up there, really.
Yes, yeah. I'm sure you've known these guys that have had a whole career and just for some reason were snake bitten when it came to the postseason.
Yeah, exactly. I'm one of the biggest, you know, some of the biggest stars in the game, like Ernie Banks and guys like that. You know, like they just had trouble getting to a World Series and winning it. Things like that. Really, yeah. I mean, you can be, just because, I would say, right now, Mike Trout kind of sets in that.
Yeah.
You know, like he's one of the best players in the game for sure. And, you know, like it's hard for him to get into the playoff, you know, like to get a chance to go to the World Series.
What's it like, you know, that, you know, getting to the yard? The first, you know, the begin of playoff series, and it's October, and the ballpark is dressed up, and the weather, there's a chill in the air, and the game is so awesome in the playoffs because you now bear down. It's pitch by pitch. Every pitch matters.
Right. What's it like going? I'll tell you what it's like, really, when I think about it. We were just talking about it, 0-17. I think if we got to the ballpark too early in that series, we've been there at daybreak almost. and things like that. And we were so hyped up about playing that when, you know, like, and we had all this time to set and kill. And, you know, like, and actually, I'm just saying that might not have been good for us at that time because we'd never been there and our guys never knew what it was like and things like that. And I think it was up so high. You know, like that once they got in the game, they were trying to do it all with one swing, you know?
Yeah.
Things like that. I mean, they just start trying too hard. You can try to calm them down all you want to. Sometimes you can, sometimes you can't. But at the same time, you know, like, it's hard to explain, but I can tell you this, when you win, I think that I'm a good example of what, people show me. They want to talk to me and, you know, like, and they just want to ask me questions and talk to me and things like that. And it definitely has a change it'll change your, you'll have a change in your life, and people will see you as a winner. To me, that's one of the biggest things that it happens, really. And it can open a lot of doors, especially for players who are, you know, like, good big league name players. It opened more, attraction for them, you know, like, doing baseball analysis or something like that, or job wise, like Jimmy told me, for instance, he got Brooks Robinson's job, once the baseball alumni president of Major League Baseball. And that's a big job. And that's what I'm talking about. It opens up doors for you. It opens up doors for the guy that is the extra player and things, Anthony. I mean, really.
You know what's funny? I think about that all the time with you because, in fact, before you came on, I was talking about you, and I go, you know, listen, you were with a lot of different organizations, the Dodgers, the Twins, the Indians, like, that had a profound impact on your career.
Yeah.
But the Phillies... You know, long after you're done playing, the Phillies become the home for, you know, the latter part of your life. The Phillies have been your organization.
Yeah, I think definitely. It's not like I think. I wanted to stay in the Philadelphia Phillies organization because the success that we had, not only myself, but the players and the organization and things like that, and all the people that I got to meet. And I wanted to definitely stay in and watch Major League Baseball, Minor League Baseball, and things like that. And I think I could not be at a better place than in Philadelphia because, you know, like how people know me and when I go out and things like that, I always have a good time.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Hey, one last thing, because we were talking about 2011, and I brought the squirrel came up. Remember that stupid squirrel?
hey, you know what? That squirrel kind of puts me in mind of you running all over the place. That squirrel went by. Hey, not only did the squirrel go by the hitter, but he turned around and come back. Went through, crawl through his legs, if you remember. I'm thinking, you got to be kidding me.
You don't imagine
something. I think LaRusso turned that squirrel loose or something. I do.
You know what the mess was? End of the game, you go, somebody asks you about the squirrel, and you go, you know what we do in Virginia? We shoot that squirrel, eat that squirrel.
That's exactly right. Freaking, the squirrel won the game for the Cardinals.
I know.
It just goes to show you, luck of the game.
Oh, man, you're the greatest. We love you. I'll be bugging you through the playoffs, buddy.
I got you.
Thanks, bro.
It's a little hard for us.
Without a doubt.
Just go. Let's go, Philly.
We're all pumped up, man. You're the greatest, bro.
I hear you.
Love you, buddy. Man. See you, pal.
Love you guys, too. Yes.
See you. The great Charlie Manuel, the Comcast Business Hotline.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.